Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Planning on traveling this summer? Make saving at the pump part of your plans with 2x the fuel points from Harris Teeter. It's easy. Download your eVic coupon, and for every dollar you spend with your Vic card, you'll get 2 fuel points. That's up to $1 per gallon on quality fuel at participating BP and Harris Teeter fuel centers. Download your eVic coupon today and save money at the pump all summer long with eVic and Harris Teeter fuel points.
What are you plugging in?
I'm plugging in the cork to that bottle of wine. We haven't started yet and you're still drinking like a fish.
Yvette and Glenn.
Standing on your toes.
Sorry.
can I say, what was that really weird noise you made when you were chinking the glasses? You actually went, I have no idea what that was.
I didn't even notice that.
I don't know.
But I do want to go back to a couple of podcasts ago, Carl, and say I heard the joke you made that we missed around the table at the time, and it was about ginger being good for you, and you said it worked for Fred Astaire, which we didn't spot around the table at the time. It was very good.
Very
in the edit,
clever.
I laughed my socks off.
Do you know, it's nice to be appreciated in my crap jokes.
Mary's just looking at me, shaking her head, going, I don't get that.
She has no idea. To listen back, won't you?
Yeah, but you don't know who Ginger is, do you?
No.
Ginger Rogers.
Listen to Agnes. Listen to Agnes.
Oh, she's really animated now, Agnes. Talk about old stuff and she's away.
You've heard of Fred Astaire, haven't you?
Yeah, I know of Fred Astaire. He's a tap dancer, isn't he?
Well, his partner was Ginger Rogers.
That, but...
Oh, right, okay.
Well, there you go. Agnes has just told us.
His partner that he was dancing with was called Ginger Rogers.
Well, what a stupid name. Who calls their child
Ginger?
Well,
she's calling Ginger here.
Well, so it's not actually the... Oh, right.
We took a word for him, though, because it was black and white TV in the day.
It didn't really matter what colour it was it? But they actually said, people don't realise, they actually said when he was... one producer said about Fred Astaire, they said, he can't sing... He can't dance. No, he can't sing. He can't act. He looks strange, but he dances a little.
Wow.
That's what they said. About Fred Astaire. And yeah, you think to yourself, he
Bastard.
Went from that to becoming the premier. I mean, there was one point that somebody actually said about him. They said, the perfect dance routine is Fred Astaire just walking across a stage.
Wow. And if you don't know who Fred Astaire is, look him up.
But have a look. Dance with Ginger Rogers.
But go on to the... Go onto the YouTube, youtube.com, and just stick in there, Fred Astaire, roller skates. He does a whole dance routine.
I've seen that recently, funnily enough.
But bear in mind, he was in his 50s when he did that.
Was he?
And he did a dance routine, a tap dance in roller skates. Brilliant. Anyway, I'm going to stop off Fred Astaire,
because
I love Fred Astaire.
Yeah, why don't you?
Should we declare the podcast over?
If you didn't look at Ginger Rogers, you always watch Fred Astaire dancing.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Let's declare the podcast officially
Let's
open.
Let's do it.
And we do that first of all with the sour cream and onion party bites.
We like a party.
Normally, Mary, there's a party in my pants. Right now, it's party. At the table.
I love how you tell Mary that.
Well, I thought she might appreciate it being a young thing.
Well, that's right. You are the youngest person around here. Yeah. Right, the party bites are open. Just have fish and chips, and now I've got to eat this.
And would you like a finger?
I always want a finger.
I always want a finger.
There we go. Oh my God. Refreshingly honest. What was that over there?
Never mind.
Oh, really? I'll pick that up in the edit as well. We were having our own conversation over here. Interesting. So I've got some fingers, but these ones are...
Bourneville.
I like dark chocolate.
Oh, dark chocolate fingers.
Oh, I'll have to have a go at a dark chocolate fingering session.
Absolutely. Would you like to open the box then, in that case? Open your box, love.
Open the box.
And we'll put one of the fingers in.
Exactly. Yeah. Let's have a little go of these. Look at those little fingers. Fabulous. All dark
and
chocolate.
You told me you like fat fingers.
I don't want to talk to you right now.
How is it? You're the first.
I actually really like them.
Go on, Ange.
No, we don't.
Spoil
like
yourself.
That.
Live a little.
Oh, just try one.
Well,
come on.
Take one for the team.
Come on, Agnes.
Go on.
Get one right in your gob.
Oops.
There you go. Come on.
Thanks very much.
I like them because they're a little bit different. Look at my mother's face.
Thank you.
You'll like those.
I've taken two.
Yeah, I bet you have.
Delicious. Oh.
Really nice.
They are, aren't they? Very good. Well done, Cadbury's.
Yeah.
Hey.
Dunk that in your coffee.
In the coffee.
Yeah.
Perfect.
Dunk it in.
Why can't
we
find any white chocolate? I've
looked. We have
they're
the
really
last
nice.
Yeah.
Not
you can't find them.
I'll tell you what, Angela, for the next podcast, I'll find you some white chocolate fingers. How does
Where
that sound?
Where did you get them from?
The supermarket.
I've been to every supermarket.
Well, clearly not.
I've been to every supermarket. Within a two-second radius in Droylsden.
We haven't mentioned that we are, in fact, in Droylsden, and we're sat around Angela's table once again.
Yes.
I must ask you, Yvette, it's been a while, a good 7 days since the last podcast. How was your day?
How was my day?
How was your day?
Let's just say I'm not talking to Carl.
It's a bit of a joint day today.
Really?
Yes. No,
well,
I'm very unhappy.
Well, talk to me and tell me.
Well... We have a thing in our household that if one person goes out and buys something big, the other person should be told about it.
Apart from if it's you doing a horse,
no,
clothes,
that was
shoes,
years
jewelry.
Ago. That was years
so
and years
what
ago.
So you think all the rules have changed now, have they?
Yes. Yeah. So he went out today.
Yes.
And bought another car.
No. Was it that Ford Capri?
No. It was a little MGA.
Oh, nice. With the chrome bumpers.
1957.
Nice.
Nice little chrome bumper thing.
Is it automatic?
No, he's got to be there.
I'm in need of a knob because it's come off mine.
You haven't got a knob, have you, on your yeah. What's happened to your car?
Oh, it's okay, it's all right. It's just the knob that's come off, your gear.
Because you've been grabbing it too tightly, Mother. You've been giving it a good throttle, haven't you?
You're giving yourself away there, Angela.
Oh my God, Maggie's going mad on her own. She's going round in circles. She's losing the plot. She's gone dizzy.
She's fallen over.
She has fallen over. Oh my God. Oh no. She's doing a shit. Oh my God. Jesus Christ. That's not possible.
Bigger than her legs.
Anyway, sorry, amazing. Digress. So yes, Carl has gone out and bought a car without telling me and drove home with it today.
Yeah.
And I'm really peed off because we promised each other after the last time that we did this, that was publicly, you can see it on YouTube, on Living with Yvette
and Carl.
There's
been a couple since then as well.
No, you went out and you bought a car without talking to me when we've done this before. And it's not on. And I'm very upset.
There's anything wrong with that car.
Oh, thanks very much, Mother. Thank you very much indeed.
It's an investment.
It's
only going to go up in value.
It's only going to go up in value. It cost next to nothing. I mean, literally.
How much did it cost you?
As I said to you
How
earlier,
much did it
basically
cost you?
Giving it away.
Yeah.
I basically tripped over and it went, have a car.
So, are we going to go when everything opens up? What's happened to our holiday money then?
What do you mean what's happened to our holiday money?
The money that we've saved up to be able to go to Kefalonia. Where's that gone? Because I've noticed that's gone out of our account.
No, but you're going in the car.
No, that went on prostitutes and drugs.
I'm laughing,
that's
but inside
right,
I'm dying. You're in so much trouble after this podcast. Let it be known. Let it be known. If you have used
so
that
wrong.
Holiday money for your car, you should be very
money.
Upset about
the holiday. The holiday's already sorted.
Yeah, you might have booked the holiday. And that's
I mean,
where the
okay,
going.
I can't afford to go, but you can.
You can't afford the plane, he's going to have to drive
but
a car.
Yeah, but do you know what? I know for a fact, I saw the little twinkle in her eye that I haven't seen for many, many years.
Oh, yeah.
When she saw the car, because she's looking at it going, I can't wait to drive that.
Don't tell the mini.
How was your day, Glennon?
Oh, I had one of those fun days in the supermarket. As you know, I tend to spend my life in supermarkets.
Yes, you are
usually
there
looking
a lot.
For white chocolate fingers for Angela. And it was one of those moments at the checkout where if there was a gold medal at the Olympics being handed out for unexpected item in the baggage area, I would have won gold for Britain. Honestly, everything went through like those bourmeal fingers. Boop, unexpected item in the baggage area. Party bites. Yeah. Unexpected item. So the checkout woman had to keep coming out to. In the end, she just stood with me whilst I did all the rest of the shopping. And I was there. It should have taken probably about 5 minutes. It took about 15 minutes to put everything
in. Can I just say, can we please make this an Anytime podcast ban? Can we please, none of us around this table or anybody listening, please use any of those self-checkout. They're the devil. And I think
it's the end of civilization.
It's the end. Mm. It is. And we're putting people out of work. And the more we use them, the more they're going to put in. The shops that are going to be, they're going to have nobody in them at all. We won't be able to interact with another human being. We've got to make a stand.
Well, you do make a good point, because the time before last when I was at the supermarket, which was just the day before, by the way, I did make a beeline for one of the cashiers who was sitting at the till because there was no one there. And I thought she looked like she needed a chat, so I went over and had a chat with her.
And she rolled her eyes and went, oh, for fuck's sake.
I only went in for some cotton wool, but that was it. I just watched it go down the conveyor belt. It was quite satisfying. Boop. Unexpected. No. But yeah,
there you are, love, that 79 penny.
Perfect. Yeah.
So see, I remember, do you remember when they first started charging for bags, which I think is ridiculous?
Yeah.
Because they're still, yeah, they're still
making them.
But you're still forcing you to have plastic bags, even though you pay for them. Why don't they just have paper bags? It takes everything away. So it's the supermarkets that are forcing this issue, and there's got to be something else around there. But I remember when we first started, it was Marks and Spencer's that started paying for bags. And I used to love it. I got a lot of my friends to do it, but I used to do it. I used to go with a full trolley of Marks and Spencer's goods, go through the checkout and leave it all at the end, and you say, can I have a couple of bags please? And they'd say, yes, they're 5 pence a bag. You go, oh, I'm not paying that, I'll leave them, and walk off. Because until you've paid for them, the goods aren't yours.
Yeah.
So it used to cost them more money to put all of that stuff back, and I used to get all of my friends to do the same. And I just wonder how many Marks and Spencer stores are still trying to recover from the 5 pence bag issues that we caused. Because it's wrong.
They've
forced us to have plastic bags, and they're still forcing us.
We're going serious now. Come
can
on,
I just
now,
say
people.
That in my local shop, Morrison's, they do paper bags.
Let's pick up Morrison.
They might do plastic or paper bags, but they don't do white chocolate fingers.
No, it's very upsetting.
But they do the paper bags, but I'm afraid I still have to get the plastic.
I feel like I'm in an episode of The Vicar of Dibley.
Oh my God.
No.
How was your day, Marilla?
Well, we'll go to Agnes.
Yes, we'll go. She's got a face
full of fingers,
dark chocolate fingers. Agnes, Angela, Mother, how was your? It sounded like there's three people then. How was your day? I'm moving my microphone over to you.
Right, hold it there.
Well,
let me there. Just spin it round.
What we did.
There you go.
Go on then. What did you do? It wasn't just today, was it?
We decided, didn't we? Just off the cuff. I mean, I'm very brave for us.
Well, that's it. Because it was a terrible day.
It was an awful day.
Pouring down with rain all day
long. Horrible. Where did you go, for Christ's sake?
We went to the lakes.
You should have kept that.
Went to the lakes.
We did. We went to the lakes, me and Agnes, to the lakes.
How the hell did you get there in one piece?
I know, we can't start laughing about it, can we? Oh my God, it was so funny, really. I mean,
we managed to get to where we were going.
We did.
Yeah.
I know, but all we did, though, the two of us together, all we did was, what are you doing? Don't do that, move. Oh, Angie, watch out. Oh, don't tell me how to drive, Agnes. I'm just seeing, dear, I'm just seeing.
I tell you, my heart was in my mouth, oh, my teeth.
But we enjoyed the Marmite bread, didn't we?
Oh, God,
we
yeah.
Who was?
Now we got back to Agnes's house. We had tea, didn't we?
We just bought...
I told you, super glue.
We've sore already.
But anyway, that's what we did, didn't we? We had a really nice time.
Half the bread because
we did.
It was too big.
We just had half.
Half it.
Yeah.
No idea what you're talking about.
Oh, well, we know.
Well, at least they do.
Well, they do.
You know. Have you had bread with Marmite inside it?
It's like
mixed into the bread itself.
A bit like a chocolate whirl cake. Really? This was Marmite cake. It was bloody awful.
Well, she thought it was awful, but what I did, I got some, what do you call it? Oh, God, my mind's going
peanut butter.
No, not peanut butter.
Jam?
Not lemon jam. Curd?
No, shut up.
Marmalade?
No.
Fondue?
Was it some
butter.
Stuff?
Oh, there's butter on it as well.
Peanut butter.
That ginger stuff I keep for him.
Ginger.
Oh, my God.
Wrong answer, Agnes. Come on.
Oh,
you've got this.
Toothpaste.
Ginger things.
Stick your teeth in.
Yeah,
ginger biscuits.
You put it in your tea. Stews and things like that.
Oxo.
No.
Bisco.
No.
Cream.
Stock cubes.
No.
You put it in your stews, onions, carrots.
No. Gravy. No.
Gravy browning.
No.
Rat.
This is scintillating.
I want to know what this is, though. I want to know what it is.
How many syllables? How many syllables?
Guinness.
No. I can't. You know that stuff.
What
I
does it look like?
I put it on my sandwiches.
Your sandwiches. You put lettuce.
No.
Tomatoes. Cheese.
It's a spread.
Piccalilli.
A ginger spread. Will you put a ginger
it's
spread?
It's sweet. It's sweet. It's
good. Oh, piccalilli.
Pickle. Something like
just
that.
Just say piccalilli too. Like
yes. Piccalilli.
It's a bit like that.
Ginger piccalilli.
And you put that on with a bit of butter.
Aye.
And it was lovely.
It was nice. That was nice then. Yeah, that was good. But we did have a lovely 2 days, really, didn't we?
Once you slept, and where did you stay?
I stayed over at Agnes's. Oh, God, yeah. Because we had a bit too much to drink.
Well,
once a lot, was it? Just a bit. Well, but it made us tired.
Just one keg.
What a great night to have with these two.
It made us tired, but we went to sleep and we're all right, weren't we?
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Oh, good.
You bought a dress, though, didn't you?
I did what?
I bought a dress.
Oh, you bought a dress?
Yeah.
Oh, I think you should put it on for us later.
Yeah.
Oh,
fancy.
It was a handshop, wasn't it?
Anyway, enough about you two. You're boring us now.
Mary, how was your day?
Mary.
Oh, hello. My day. Oh, I'm
RAF.
Yeah,
round of applause for Mary.
Yeah.
The weird thing about it is that I've been so kind of like nervous and excited that now the feeling is just constantly with me. So I just kind of feel normal now. But today, talking about our days, I'm still going through secondhand embarrassment because I had probably one of the most embarrassing things happen to me at the gym whilst training to go to the RAF.
Yay!
But yeah, I was... So every single day I try and go to the gym and I try and do either run, do your arms, do your legs, do your core, something kind of like cool.
Yeah, you're at the gym.
I'm at the gym. And 9 times out of 10, there is a very good looking man that's usually around the weights area, you know
pumping the iron,
today I wasn't there.
So I went in and I did my run and I was a bit sweaty. So I went down into the weight section and I saw these, I'm not kidding, model-esque, sexy men. You know when you the faces.
Glenn and I see that every day in the mirror.
Yes, we do.
We know what that's like.
You do.
It's a burden, isn't it, Carl?
It's a burden.
Yeah.
But we live with it. Yeah.
So, when I say they were almost glowing. They were so sweaty, but they looked...
They were angelic.
They were angelic. Oh, anyways, sorry. And I can
actually hear her getting damp as she's talking
right.
about it.
Moist.
Go
moist.
On. No, don't say that
no,
word.
No, we're not saying that.
Moist.
No, everybody that has heard the word that word.
What word?
As that word.
What word?
The M word.
You'll hear worse than the RAF.
Moist.
No, I don't want to hear it.
Moist.
Thank you, Graham.
I don't mind it.
Moist.
I like
oh,
it.
No, get it away.
Moist.
Stop.
Glenn just put the earphones on Mary.
So
carry on with this bloody story.
Yeah, so anyway, and I go over to the core machine, and I was sat down in the little seat thinking, oh, I wonder what I can do. Okay.
Go on. I missed
yeah,
I missed what you said.
And I sat down thinking, oh my God, this is, I'm going to have to look really kind of like slow-mo sexy girl to kind of like, cause these guys were just so gorgeous. I wanted to at least see if, you know, they looked in my general
aroused.
Direction. Aroused. Oh, well, it would have been actually quite exciting. But so I was doing my thing and I kind of noticed there were a few little glances, but you know when it's out the corner of your eye, so you're not too sure. And I thought, right, okay, time to stop doing the call. I need to go onto a different machine. I stood up. Because I was so sweaty on my run, there was a huge sweat mark of my arse.
Oh, no!
The leather plasticky seat that was there. And the worst thing was these two gorgeous people were either side of me. And
waiting to go on it.
They were there. And I, so I ran to go and get the spray thing and wipe down the machine, thinking, oh my God, I've got my arse sweat in front of these two very sexy men. And anyway, I went back and put that away. And I thought, the last thing that I need to do is I'm going to redeem myself to show that I don't have a sweaty arse was to grab one of the kind of like the dumbbell weight things. And I decided to do some squats.
Sexy squats.
And I had my hair back. I was a bit sweaty. And I was still completely red from embarrassment of what had just happened. But I thought, no, right, I'm just going to forget that happened, moved on. I went down and did my squats, and on the second one, all the back of my jogging bottoms completely ripped.
Amazing.
I am not kidding you. I ran. It was awful. Well,
did you
it
butt
was
cheeks?
Awful.
Did because was it just naked bottom?
No,
were
it
wasn't. You all no, but was it though? Because if you're wearing were you wearing your lycra or jogging bottoms?
No, I was wearing my lycra. My
oh my God!
Yeah.
So you naked butt cheeks?
No, it wasn't naked butt cheeks because I had.
They weren't your grey knickers, were they?
No,
not the grey, the off white ones.
No, the nice black ones.
Oh well, at least with nice black ones.
You were the RAF ones with the circle
on. With a target.
Cockpit
Mary. Oh my God.
So
who?
Cockpit with an arrow on it. I just got that when I got
How many times have you had that then?
Oh my God. So, well, here's to Mary and her ass. Mary's ass. Cheers for Mary's ass. You're all here for us.
Absolutely humiliating.
I remember it. Ginger and onion chutney.
Mary's ginger and onion chutney.
Hey. Thanks for the Jack in the corner.
Was it the thought of Mary's sweaty ass that made you go, ginger and onion chutney?
Agnes, your timing couldn't have been any better. That was amazing.
Do you know
what? Is it time to get Will out of the cupboard?
It is. Before I do, I was just going to say to Mary that obviously one thing she didn't need to do was worry about the arse sweat, because if you'd have bottled it, you could have sold it on eBay. So people would have had that.
Yes.
Now I know what I'm going to do. Have we done your day, Pa?
Yeah, your mother's not talking to me because I bought a car.
Is that why you're not saying...
It was a double one, wasn't it?
It was a double one.
Because I'm in the doghouse because I invested some money,
which I think's great,
yeah, into something that will today be worth, well actually tomorrow will be worth more than it is today.
I love you, kiss me.
She knows.
Yeah.
That.
As long as I can first drive it.
This is the thing. I know she's going to be driving it.
Can we do a Driscoll and Tarpley scene in it?
Yeah, well, we'll have to ask them.
Well, of course, yes.
Can I just say one thing? What? Something's just come to me.
What's
now?
What's that?
Do you remember a while ago when when a Mini was bought for someone?
Yes.
Without telling him.
Without telling
yes.
him.
Yes.
I don't remember anyone being upset then.
Well, I was privately. I was secretly. I was absolutely raging. I was raging.
Maybe
that
you
weren't,
because no holiday money was at risk during the purchase of that Mini.
You know, exactly.
It's still from the same pot.
No, all right, let's move on anyway.
Will!
Correspondent Corner. Another message from another caller. Correspondent Corner. Leave leave a message and we might get back to you.
Yay!
Would you like to do the first email or the next one?
Can I just say that Will is doing a gig in LA at the Hotel Cafe LA.
Oh, nice.
If you go to Will at Will Sweeney or at I am...
Will Sweeney.
Will Sweeney. Is it Will Sweeney? I can't remember what it is.
Well, it depends which channel he's on.
Yes. Anyway, if you type in Will Sweeney, anyway, the link's there for the gig and you can actually watch him live. Mm-hmm. And I think it's £10 a ticket. I'm just saying that if anybody...
How do we pay £10 if it's on?
It's just on. It's on. You do it on, online.
Oh. Or, obviously, there is, there's airports.
Yeah.
And if you want to fly over there from Droylsden.
Yes.
Yeah, go watch him overseas.
I just thought I'd let anybody know he was interested.
Very nice plug for
Little
for Will's gig. Yeah,
did they do HP? Mother, what's she like?
That's how she buys a sauce.
Yeah.
Now then, would you like to do the first email?
Oh, go on. Oh, wait a minute now.
Oh, I'll do this one.
You do that. I'll go and get my glasses.
There you go. This one says, hello to Yvette, Carl, Glenn, Agnes, Angela and Rick. But no mention of you, Mary.
I'm getting it. That is abuse.
Well, listen, you will be part-time, won't you?
Yeah, I'm going to be part-time, really.
We'll substitute Rick for Mary in this particular instance.
I can feel love.
Hello, thank Yvette, you. Glenn, Carl, Agnes, Angela and Mary. I was having a reprieve from working late on the weekend and realised I hadn't listened to podcast 60. I opened up Spotify and downloaded episode 60 and as soon as I heard Rick, it absolutely made my weekend. His rants are absolutely amazing and are so on point. I'm currently taking my driving lessons and totally agree that we shouldn't be on the main roads until we're ready on the side roads.
So true.
Mm-hmm. The mothers are fantastic and the words you guys find are unreal. Oh, and speaking to Bernard on the previous episode when Reg spoke to him was an absolute treat. I hope he has something up his bum soon. It's amazing what people hope for, isn't it? Just a quick question. Could you get Stu on the podcast soon? I'm not sure. Would he? Well, he's bothered, isn't he?
He's a bit funny about it.
He's a bit shy.
Yeah. Like if he was invited to a fancy dress party, he just wouldn't. He wouldn't turn up, would he?
To be fair, poor Stu. He doesn't like fancy dress parties. He's not into anything like this, really. Fun, but no, it's just not. It's just not his thing. But there was one point when if you remember years ago, we had an end of shoot party which was fancy dress, and we kind of persuaded.
Was there a theme? Was just
Stu to come along as in fancy dress. He was in fancy dress. Rick was in fancy dress and one of our other cameramen.
Oh,
they all came in fancy dress. And because Stuart was like, well, he goes, well, I don't want to look fucking stupid. Which is the idea of fancy dress. But yeah, Stuart, I just don't want to look fucking stupid. Anyway, so this one time that they actually said, he said, okay, I'll fucking do it, but, you know, we'll see. They leave the party, the three of them, Rick, Stuart and our cameraman, and get into a fight. Somebody starts picking on him.
Right.
And it ends up with Stuart on his own fighting off three blokes dressed as a gangster.
Brilliant. That,
which and that's why he said to me next day, he said, right, Beatty, I'm never fucking dressing up again because I felt like a right twat in the middle of Manchester, people calling me the names while I was fighting them.
What was Rick dressed as?
Rick was dressed as a
John,
Beatle.
Wasn't it John Lennon?
The other guy was dressed as Sid Vicious.
And didn't one of them slip on a chip on a zebra crossing?
Slip on a chip?
They did, didn't they? Slipped on a chip in the middle of the fight on the zebra crossing. John Lennon was on the crossing. Abbey Road, I'm telling you, it's all there.
So, last fancy dress party I went to was in Manchester as well. I don't know, they always seem to be in Manchester, don't they? And I was dressed as Captain Jack Sparrow. Right down to the eye makeup.
Oh, wow.
I was with my mate Roy, Fun Roy, as I like to call him.
Fun Roy. Which means he isn't.
No, he is, he's brilliant. And he was dressed as a priest. So the thing is, when you're driving to a fancy dress party and in full costume and makeup and you sat at the traffic lights and people are looking around, it's all double takes, isn't
it?
Because there's us two in this car like that.
Funny you should say that. Do you remember my co-host on Blue Peter was Mark Curry?
Oh, yeah.
Well, it's his 60th birthday at the end of this month, and he's holding a 60th birthday-themed fancy dress party.
Brilliant.
So Carl and I were thinking, what could we go as? And funnily enough, the outfits turned up today. So 60th theme, we thought, what can we go as? So we're going as two of the 60s Beatles.
Brilliant.
You know, in the French suits.
Yeah.
And with the proper mop top. Yeah.
Perfect.
And that's what we're going as.
It actually went like this. Well, should we go dressed as, sweetheart? Yvette says to me, we're going as the Beatles. Okay, darling.
But the thing is, honestly, we took the outfits out today. I swear to Carl went, my God, we better not run too quick or it will burst into flames.
Listen, don't slip on a chip on the way.
But you're right, which reminded me, is that how are we going to drive down there?
Yeah, you'll have to, if you're staying over, you can get changed, I guess. But if, otherwise, you're going to have to drive in costume.
We should get a hotel or something.
Maybe you don't have to put your wigs on until you get out of the car.
No, that's true. Can you imagine?
But see, I think it's funny. I think it was funny if we should get
go
dressed
in the MG.
Up and we should all go, but we should get petrol and all that dressed as that. But we both got to do it.
We should go in the 60s Mini.
Even better. Yeah, there you go.
You mean the one you didn't complain about?
Nat, look, we've gone over this.
Oh, we see, we've gone back to it again.
Kiss me now.
Amy Austin from Tividale, by the way, sent that email about everybody there, so thank you very much indeed.
Thank you.
Now then, there's a couple of emails here for you, Yvette, if you'd
okay.
like to...
Okay, let me get my... I've got my reading glasses on now, because I'm blind as a bat without them.
There we go.
This is from Jen Roberts. Dearest Anytime Podcast Collective, deepest, darkest Norfolk emailing here. No breast issues this week. However, I have some stonking names for you. I used to work for Lloyds Bank, near to the University of Birmingham. As you can imagine, many customers were foreign medical students. I was assisting on the counter area on this particular day when I had to call a customer to come across to me. Her name was Miss Dickshit.
You're changing. You're changing,
man. I'm laughing too much. I'm
just
oh my God.
She had a great time at school.
Oh my God.
Best bit is the way you didn't expect to read that next.
I know, I was in shock. Well, I have to say there, you're absolutely right. You change your name. I looked at the piece of paper and wanted to die. I'm not surprised. No. She's written about 17 no's, O's. It transpired it was pronounced Dishi. I found this out after I had yelled dick shit very loudly. Several days later, I was introduced to a Miss Cunts. Spelt K-H-U-N-T-Z. You change your name. Thank fuck I don't work there anymore, she says. Happy cheesy balls and fingerings to you all. Lots of love from deepest, darkest Norfolk. I so look forward to your podcast dropping. Thank you, Jen. That's lovely. Shall I read this one?
Yes, by all means.
Just before you go, you know, my first job I ever had, which was in an architect's office, first full-time job, there was a guy there called Derek Belcher.
Oh, yes.
But he insisted on his name being Belcher.
Oh, a very hyacinth bouquet.
Yeah, very much so. So Steph Bell says, hi, everyone. While reading news updates on Sky News on Sunday, I came across the name of a place that I considered was right up your street. Enjoy. But you change your name, right? Big loves to you all, Steph Bell. It was the hottest day ever in Northern Ireland on Saturday with 31.2 degrees Celsius recorded in Ballywattycock in County Down. How do you say, where do you live? I live in Ballywattycock. Beating the previous highest temperature of 30.8 degrees Celsius, blah, blah, blah. And on his recent trip to Edinburgh, my housemate Hugo stumbled across this lovely street. You change your name. I cannot believe that somebody named this street this name. Butts Wind.
Butts Wind.
You change your name. Why on earth? You know what, somebody's. They're having a laugh. They're having a laugh. They have to.
There's a great Butts character Wind. Name there with Hugo. If he took the Ballywattycock, Hugo Ballywattycock. What a great name that would be.
It is. We need to take them. We just keep these. Keep these, Mother, because then we can use those as character names.
They're very good.
Yeah, they are
good. Something I'm sure Miss Tarpley would come
across
one day, perhaps.
Who knows?
Mary, would you like to read an email?
Oh,
else?
No, I stutter all the time. You go
would
for
Would you
it,
like
Glenna.
To read one?
I've got my glasses.
Would you like to borrow my glasses? Okay, Glenneth, go
ahead. Okay. Dear Yvette, Glenn, Carl, and the rest of the gang.
Yes. Yay.
I hope you're all well. I just wanted to send a little email, although editing this after writing the email, it's actually quite long, so apologies, she says in brackets. I'm assuming it's a she. Oh, yes, it's from Amy in West Wickham, by the
Hello,
way.
Hello, Amy.
It is taking up one and a half pages of A4, this,
right,
so
okay.
Bear with everyone.
No fluffs.
No fluffs.
And action.
To say a huge thank you. I'm sure you hear it all the time, but I just want you to truly know the impact you have had on me, as well as many others, I'm sure. It's not something I ever really talk about, but I've been really struggling lately with anxiety and panic attacks, and like to sneak up on me out of nowhere. Like like a shit, you think it's a harmless fart. It's really been getting me down. That's a strange analogy, isn't it? But I've found a remedy. The remedy is your podcast. Whenever I feel the anxiety building, I just put on a podcast. My tears turn to laughter and it drags me right out of whatever is going on in my brain. I know it sounds cheesy, but your podcasts have literally changed my life. Aww. And not only that, but I've also been on a few events this year. I love how friendly and down-to-earth and welcoming everybody is. I love meeting such lovely, like-minded people, and I can't stop booking them. The latest one was the last weekend in Nottingham, where we had the pleasure of meeting Carl and Stu, who I actually think should have their own comedy show.
Well, this is true. Often well, said that.
Yeah.
I've said to Stuart he should be in a comedy duo himself. Not on his own.
Her point she wants to get onto is, I'm hoping you can encourage some nice single males to attend your events so that next time I don't get so excited about being fingered by a ghost.
What? What?
Wow.
Did you just read that?
That's what it says here.
Oh my God.
I just need to know, did she actually get fingered by a ghost?
Oh my God.
So many questions here. I don't even know where to start. Please all keep being you and doing what you do. After all, I think someone once said, the most wasted of all days is one without laughter. Very profound, actually. Amy in West Wickham. P.S. Whilst I was thinking about being fingered by a ghost, it reminded me of my ex-boyfriend James, who actually wrapped an elastic band around his middle finger once to make it go numb and then stuck it up his bum. He informed me this is called the ghost finger and is a normal thing to do. No, it isn't.
No.
It isn't. Amy.
Oh my God.
Finishing the email now.
Carl, let's
sorry,
try that later.
That's not that.
Oh my God! Oh my God! I can't believe that, Amy. Amy.
Oh, Amy.
Do you know what? Someone actually, we've spoken about this before, because Most Haunted in itself, and this is going back from when we first started with the lives and all this.
Look,
is people have met and got married on Most Haunted,
right, yeah.
And we've got lots of people who have met and on the events now and all of this, and a couple that actually are on the Most Haunted events team now. They met on the Most Haunted Facebook page.
Amazing.
And they're living together now. So, and we kind of toyed with this idea for a long time, but I think we should do a paranormal app for dating, where just like-minded paranormal people can actually get together
that's
and
not
date.
That's a bad idea.
And put the willies
maybe
up each other.
Maybe we can get
and
mum
the willies up each other. Or the middle finger that's got elastic band
around it.
Yeah, we could get mum off.
Yes. There's nothing to get your fucking mum off. Fucking hell. It'll take a tractor or a big old digger. Take one of those fucking great piling machines. No, not feeling out yet. Not feeling out.
Amazing.
The whole of Droylston would think it was happening in some sort of.
Andy's at it again.
Earthquake, yeah. Oh my God.
Volcano erupting.
Well, I'm pleased to say it's that point in the show where we bring on a word to the mothers.
Oh, okay. Listen to. Oh, no.
It's Agnes and Angela's word definitions in mums and words.
Okay, I think Mary should do this. Come on, Mary.
Mary.
Come on, you've not done it for a bit.
This word is from Pauline from Swansea. First, thanks for all you have done all the way through this coronavirus. I think your podcasts have kept so many of us sane, laughing at all your antics. Stop laughing.
She said you had a strange effect on the microphone.
The microphone moved on its own. It had an erection.
No, it didn't. It went limp.
It went limp. If anything, the microphone backed away from you, Mary.
It did.
Must be like one of those boys in the gym.
Just seeing what they saw, no surprise. Laughing at all your antics. The word to the mothers is tiflobasia. Mothers, what is tiflobasia?
Well, tiflobasia. That's something at the bottom, isn't it? Right. Base, the base. The base.
Base.
The base. Yeah. Something at the base.
It's
the base. Tippler, was it
Tippler? Is it Tippler or
Tippler?
Tiflobase. Tiflobasia.
Basia. Right, it's something to do with somebody's arse.
Yeah.
Somebody's having a good old tipple.
Death position or something like that.
Yeah, something like that. Yeah. It's a position, a sexual position.
Yeah.
That's what we think it is.
Do you know what kind of sexual position
it would be? What do you have in mind?
Well, obviously to do with the base.
What's that?
The bottom, the posterior.
Bottom, yeah. You mean upside down?
Upside down, yeah.
The devil's highway.
Yeah, upside down.
So you're saying that somebody is lying maybe on their back?
Up, facing upwards.
Facing upwards, yeah. And the other person is...
Yeah, exactly.
No, go
cross.
On.
Crossways.
Yes.
Oh, okay, crossways.
Yes. Oh, yes. She's getting really into this now.
Yes.
Yeah.
Hand gestures and everything. You are incorrect.
Oh. No, I don't believe it.
The word Tiflobasia
far
is kissing with your eyes closed.
Wow! That would have been a really nice one.
But you two have got filthy minds and you couldn't think of anything.
That's the hard thing about this, is they're just disgusting as mothers.
So that's Tiflobasia is kissing with your eyes closed.
It's spelled Tiflobasia. Tiflobasia.
Right. Love it. Like it.
There you go.
We are talking filth.
Dirty, dirty ladies.
Dirty.
Dirt.
Where did that come from?
Hello, oh my god, it was in the ether. What was that? The noise.
Was that like EVP?
I think it was, yeah.
So it just came into the...
Yeah.
Now it's time for What's That Noise?
What's that noise? What's that noise? What's that noise? What's that noise? What's that noise? What's that noise? Tell us the answers, girls and boys.
Yeah. Right, first email
comes
in.
Please tell me someone's got it.
I'd like to think so. Here, for those who don't know, for our home and studio audience, here's what the sound sounds like. Okay, so, first email from Veronica Harris. Says, hi, everybody, including the woofers and the ducks. They're going to mention. Thank you for the podcast. You really cheered me up after a heartbreaking week for me. My sidekick, funny, clever rescue woofer Mr. Pickles, made his way over to Rainbow Bridge and had heart failure. That's so sad. I lay with him. The vet was deeply caring. She let me stay with the dog as long as I wanted. I want to say a huge thank you to the vets. Last Saturday, I decided to have a soak in the bath and I put your latest podcast show on. Well, you all made me laugh from start to finish. I needed that. Yvette, you read out my email, Vanishing Bottle of Archers and Blumkey. Which was a word to the mothers, wasn't it? Yeah.
That's right, yeah.
Raging Rick, I look forward to your rant this week. There isn't one this week, I don't think. No. Mr. Pickles was named after the dog who found the World Cup in 1966.
Oh,
that's why the name sounds familiar as well.
I sound like I remember what you're talking about.
Now, Mr. Pickles, as I recall, I recall there was a PC Pickles who used to go around schools.
Yes, he came to my school, yeah, taught the cross code. Yeah, PC Pickles. Yeah. Brilliant, had puppets and everything. Everyone loved PC Pickles in Lancashire.
Pickles.
He was great. From Lancashire Constabulary. Please give the woofers a kiss from me. What's that noise? Is the noise a bamboo water fountain?
No.
But thank you for sending that email in. It was lovely.
Thank you, means a lot. Hi to Zoe from Gateshead. Hello, everybody. You never fail to make me howl with laughter and absolutely make my day. The number of times I've nearly crashed my car laughing to your podcast has been nobody's business. You should try being in a car with Agnes and Angela. I'm sure
you'd
crash anyway. Is the mystery noise two tin cans clinking together in the wind? You know, it's that common or garden ornament. Isn't it?
Well, it is the droils do.
It's droils and the carpet.
It could have been recorded here.
They can't afford a real tinkly tinkly thing, can they?
And just next door neighbours. Yeah. Zoe from Gateshead, I'm afraid to say you are wrong. Never mind. Andrea Gemmell's been in touch. She says, is the sound Reg inserting some anal beads into Diddy's ear and pulling them out again, the perverted swine?
Yes, you're right!
I wouldn't be around to record that, let me tell you.
No.
It's not that either, I'm afraid.
Didn't the man who gave you guys the sounds, he sent an email in and he said that it was he would use this sort of thing to clean up his face if he found white fluid on it when he woke up in the morning.
He did say that as a clue.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So that is a clue. Okay. So, yeah.
If you want to email us for Correspondence Corner or indeed What's That Sound, you can email us through which address?
Hello@anytimepodcast.com. That's hello@anytimepodcast.com.
Anytimepodcast.com.
You are Agnes?
Hello. At anytimepodcast.com.
Yay!
Hello at anytimepodcast.com.
That's it for dropping out.
She
just
did it. Well done, Agnes.
Oh, wow. Send the emails. We love them. And whilst all that was going on and we were scaring Maggie with our cheers, I could hear a car arriving.
Oh, I love it. What escapades are these two going to get up to this time?
The adventures of and Dr. Driscoll.
Last time we left you, as our crime fighters swam the ocean back to Blighty after coming face to face with the Aldi Whisk murderer. Now, back in Tarpley, in the seclusion of their own backyard, we find our married detective and strange doctor dead, heading the roses on a beautiful summer's day. Surely they won't come across a dead body here. They will. Oh, for...
Oh. Yeah. Pungent. Yes, yep. The pungent aroma of Mr. Austin's pink veined petals has inspired me to perhaps go inside and do a little dissection. What do you think, my dear?
Oh, wonderful idea, my love. My love, before you go inside, can you smell that terrible beef-like smell? It's really quite horrendous. Where is it coming from?
Well, let me see. Well, yes. It's certainly not you, my love. I knew you changed your always extra-long, extra-exorbitant low-tanner ladies after a few moments ago. It really does smell of a mixture of gone-off beef and anus, eau de toilette by casserole. Can you smell it?
It's coming. It's coming. From over here, my dear. In the corner, under my clematis bush. Oh, dear. Need a trim.
I'll say, my love. Core, what a pong. Don't look at me, my dear. I haven't buried anyone, I think, since last year. And then the dog from number 6 took it off. No flies on us. What? What?
That's just as well. But what is that black plastic tall Paulin doing there? I say there's something quite off about this. Lift up the flap.
I like to lift up the flap, my dear.
Manchester. I knew it wasn't my chlamydia. I mean clematis. It's a body, and I'm absolutely sure, my love, that it's dead!
Dun, dun, dun!
Well, would you, Adam, and believe it? I mean, well... Well, would you, Adam, and believe it? Shocks all round, and oh, there's the wrong voice! Well, would you, Adam and Eve, believe it? Shocks all round as another dead body has turned up in their own back garden. Who is the dead body? Is Dr. Driscoll responsible for such a heinous crime? Or has a lonely tramp just taken a huge dump under Miss Tarpley's chlamydia bush and fallen foul of his own pungent aroma? Find out next week on Miss Tarpley and Dr. Driscoll's Clematis Plant Murder!
Brilliant adventure, as always.
Always.
Look forward to finding out what's going to happen next time.
I know, it's so exciting.
What gets you is every single day with those two, something happens. It's an exciting life they both lead.
It is, yeah. No, it really, really. Are you all right now, Mother?
Oh,
Scraping away on your plate.
You heard the car outside, didn't you? Put you off your stroke eating that cake.
Oh, backfire. I'll get something backfire.
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, no. Oh, Mary, you've not seen him for a bit, have
God,
you?
I haven't seen him. Good few weeks now.
Oh, God. He might pick on you, Mary.
Can I go and have a...
Yes.
If you wouldn't mind. See how Diddy's getting on, yeah.
Hey, take him this cup of tea.
Oh, that's nice of you.
That's it. There you go. Take him this cup of tea.
A bit of cake as well.
Take the cake as well.
Diddy never gets treats off Reg.
No, he doesn't.
I can't imagine he gets looked after at all.
Invite him in if he wants to come in.
Yeah, I'll see if he wants to. He likes to be on his own because he likes to be his own time when Reg.
I know.
Anyway, I'll go.
All right.
Right, okay. There you go. So what kind of mood he's going to be in there?
Oh, God. All right.
A miserable one.
Usually. Nothing surprises me anymore.
I know you don't like him at all, do you? No, Agnes just gives him the evil stares.
Well, it just makes the teeth drop out, doesn't it? Rich Corker.
Love and light to every one of us. I don't give a fucking rat's ass what you think. I don't care who you are, who you're married. You're a fucking idiot. You don't even know who your real dad is. Right, now fuck off. I'm not giving you no more readings, Harry. Right. Now fuck off. Right, okay.
Hi, Ray! Hey, Ray!
Rich Corker's
here,
everybody!
How are we?
Oh, it's right, lovely to see you, Ray.
It's good to be here. It's good to be here to see you two.
It's great to
and
see you.
And you two... Is that one still alive?
Oh, Ange, yeah, she's very much alive.
She looks fucking dead, doesn't she? She does look fucking dead.
And Mary's here as well.
Hi, Ray.
Hey, now I know you from somewhere, don't I?
Yeah, you have.
Do you sell yourself on Brookseed?
No. I've been on here a couple of times with you.
Okay.
Do you remember you said that I was going to be a cum dumpster for RAF pilots, if you remember?
Yeah. That's the one. That's where I seen you, Brook Street.
Yeah.
Where the RAF pilots dump their cum. That's where I've seen you. Right, okay, how is everybody?
We're wonderful. All the better for seeing you.
Yvette.
Yes.
Ivy.
Yes.
Ivy. Ivy. My sister. Yeah. My spiritual sister.
Yes.
Radio Glenn,
Reg.
My brother.
Reg.
My spiritual brother.
How are you, sir?
I'm fine, thank you very much.
Good.
My mentor, my friend, my champion. It's good to see you both.
Those are really kind words, Reg, thank you.
Good to see you both. It's great to see you. What the fuck is those two at the end of the table here for?
That's Agnes and
Are
Angela.
They just like waiting for me to contact them when they go? They want a quick message? Is that what it is?
I don't know. You could ask them, maybe.
Right, okay. Anyway, right, cut that bit out.
All right,
okay. How is everybody today?
We're lovely.
All lovely, thank you, Reg. It's
really
been a lovely day in the sunshine today.
Yes, we've all been, and we're full. We've had fish and chips earlier on before we recorded.
Oh, have you saved me some?
Yes, we have, actually.
Great.
Yeah, and we've just sent some cake and tea out to Diddy. Yeah.
Oh, he won't have cake. Don't give him anything with sugar in it.
Why?
Oh, he's a bugger when he's had sugar.
Really?
What happens?
Oh, he gets all hyper. He starts running around. He buckles on his big platform shoe. He does, and he'll run around in circles. But he doesn't know he's doing it. He's like a dog chasing his tail.
Right.
He does. And then he can't find his shoes. His platform shoe. Can't find it.
So what do you want to do for us today, Reg?
Okay, should we just start this again? You know, I was kind enough when I came in here and asked everyone how they were. No one has had the courtesy, the spiritual love, to ask me.
I thought we had.
No, you fucking haven't.
Well, let's correct...
Look, you shithead.
Let's correct...
I told you, fucking...
You
fucking old dragon. Don't you fucking talk to me. She's talking to me.
You know you are.
Exercise, you! You're a witch! Fucking thing. The dead's come to life! Right, okay, okay.
Are you all right, Reg?
Okay, I'm okay. I thought she was dead and she started speaking in tongues. In tongues. Needs exercise now. Anyway, right, okay, cut that out.
We'll
cut all that out.
Yes.
Right, start recording again in 3, 2, 1. So, anytime you want, you can ask me how my fucking day was.
Reg, how was your day?
Right, when I fucking say so.
Okay.
Okay. Right, start recording in 3, 2, 1. Start recording.
How was your day?
What the fuck? What the fuck is that? Fucking hell! There's like a wisp of grey over there and it's speaking! It's fucking speaking! It's just a wisp of fucking grey! I can't fucking do it!
That's Agnes.
I curse you back to the demons! I curse you back! I exercise Doylesden from the demons! You're the devil! You're the devil! You're coming back here! I curse you back in all that's good and spiritual! Go back! Back, you witch! Back, you witch! Okay.
You're right, okay.
Okay, there's a lot here tonight. There's a lot happening. No, I'm spiritually aware.
You're spiritually aware. You're spent already.
No, I'm not spent yet. I'm still erect.
Oh, my God.
Right, okay.
How are you, Reg?
I'm fine, thank you very much. Thanks for asking, Glenn.
Yeah, you're welcome.
It's nice to be asked without any prompting. You know, it shows you're a good friend.
I used to love watching Prompton when I was a little kid on the TV.
That's Crompton, not Prompton. It's two different things.
Oh, sorry.
Two different things.
Just correct me again and say that was Trumpton.
Oh.
What did you say it was?
Crompton. But I'm glad you were on the wavelength there. So.
No, I'm glad you brought that up. Because I was only joking. Crompton was a show we had in the pool. The rest of the UK had Crompton. We only had Crompton.
Oh my God. Oh my God.
No, we didn't, in the pool, we didn't want your fucking Crompton. We wanted our own Crompton.
Of course you did.
Instead of Campbellwick Green, you got Treadwell Parade.
Oh, right, okay.
Oh, sorry.
Oh. Okay, right.
Oh. Mary sat there and she didn't understand any of what we're talking.
I'm getting a psychic emanation from her.
I'm getting emanation. Yeah.
Right, I'm going away in a few weeks.
Right.
I'm going away to get fucked. That's what I'm going away. Men with big things in their hands. Right, okay. Yeah, I'm getting... What is it? Rat? No. Ra? Oh, I can't get it. Spare me, help me out here.
Nearly
bad. I'm getting... Ah!
Oh, wow. God, Jesus. My ears.
An A!
Oh, yeah.
And a PH! I'm going to fu... An R.A. fu... I'm getting R.A.F.
Oh.
R.A.F.
Do you mean R.A.F.?
That's what I said, wasn't it?
No. You said R.A.
Right, okay, excuse me one second. Stop recording.
Of course, we'll stop
recording. Who the fuck are you to interrupt me when I'm in an emanation? When I'm getting a reading? When I'm giving a reading? I'm getting an emanation. Who are you?
I'm just telling you what you
Well, keep your fucking thoughts to yourself, you dirty, washed up old cow. Fucking sister, spiritual sister, shite I gave you earlier.
Oh.
Right, okay.
Oh.
Glenn, my spiritual brother.
Yes, sir.
Start recording.
We're recording.
3, 2, 1. Start recording.
Go.
Okay, what I'm getting is R.A.F. Does that mean anything to you?
Yeah, it does. It's the R.A.F. I'm going to the R.A.F.
The R.A.F.
Yeah.
Well done, Reg.
Well, that's amazing.
Okay,
right?
That's really amazing. I'm getting men in blue. Men in blue. I'm getting a line of men in blue.
Wow.
Wow.
That's incredible.
And you're on your back. And they're standing there waiting to give you some of their white.
Oh,
does that mean anything to anyone?
No, it doesn't.
Okay,
does not.
That's all I'm getting. That's all I'm getting.
Oh.
Right. Now, I'm feeling I like to do a reading across the phone. Mm-hmm. If you just pick someone at random, it doesn't matter who they are.
Okay.
I'll give them the reading because I'm a psychic to the stars, to the celebrities.
A number from the many emails from people who request readings.
Okay, readings. If you want to request, I can't speak. If you would like a reading from our lovely Reg, then please don't hold back. Send us an email to hello@anytimepodcast.com.
And if you get a withheld number ringing you one time, it could be Reg, so make sure you answer it.
Absolutely.
And if you know it's me, it means you're psychic.
That's right. So somebody here, very, very lucky. Who could it be?
That call could happen at any time, by the way.
Oh?
Oh! Oh, sorry. Sorry. Oh, fucking hell, that came straight up. Sorry. Hello, lovely lady.
Hello.
Hello, sorry. I just, something came into my head then. And something's coming to your head. Sorry. Sorry. Stop it. Just go away. Stop it. Right. Okay. My name's Reg Corker. My name's Reg Corker. You know me because I'm the greatest psychic, spiritual, medium, clairvoyant, clairasteric, whatever it's called, in the world.
I don't know what you said then. I couldn't hear you.
Use your spiritual ears. Use your spiritual ears. You know, those ears, not the physical ones that guys grab onto when you give them head. The spiritual ears.
Oh, my God.
Okay. No, she's a dirty one. She can't hear this, can she? She's a dirty one. Dirty.
The mic is live, Reg.
Right, okay. Yeah, I know. She can't hear it, though.
She can.
Right. Turn her back on.
Okay.
Okay. Right. I'm going to try and get your name, girl. Okay.
Okay.
Right. Okay. Okay. Right. Ho. Ho. Right, no, hang on. Ho. 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 Okay, okay. Ho. Ho. Ra ra. Ho ra ra.
Ra
ra. Sorry, sorry, no, I'm getting it. Ho ra. Ho ra. Ho. Ho. La. La. Lo,
Oh, God.
Laura, that's what I'm getting. Laura.
Well done, yeah.
Is that your name, Laura?
Wow. Okay. Well done, Reg.
It's amazing.
Right. Now, Laura, I'm getting here. You've not got a lot of money.
Okay.
What's spare me saying? Because spare me's here. Spare me's here. You can probably spare
me.
I know, that's what he's telling me. They're saying you'd have had a lot more money if you'd charged. You'd have been worth hundreds of thousands of pounds at just 10 pence ago. Just 10 pence. They'd have paid, he said. Okay, spare me. Thank you very much. Thank you. Come closer, spare me. Tell us more. Okay. Any hole's a goal with you. That's what he's saying. Any hole is a goal. Does that mean anything to you?
It's my saying.
Oh, right. Okay.
Oh, wow. God.
Impressive.
Right. Okay. Now, what I'm getting for your future, I'm seeing a future. Right. I'm seeing a nice long street. Oh, I'm seeing long boots. Oh, I'm seeing, give us a tenner for a blowy. Give us a tenner for a blowy. That's what I'm getting. Spare me, can you give us anything else? Okay. 5 without a condom. That's what she's saying. Okay, spare me. Thanks very much. How old is she here? I'm getting a 6 and a 7.
Oh,
she's
wow.
67.
Wow.
Okay.
Wow.
Okay.
I thought 69,
okay. Though.
Yeah.
Okay. No, she owes us 2. Okay. Right. Is she going to be happy? Spare me, she needs to know if she's going to be happy. Okay, thank you, spare me. He says, you're happy, full of cum. Full of cum. Your fullness of cum. It's a full life of cum. You're a dirty hoer. That's what he's saying. I'm not sad. I can only give you what I'm getting. Does this mean anything to you, Laura?
What?
Right, Laura, you've been great. Yes. And I've been even better. It's been good talking to you, love. It's been great. Now, just tell us, which street do you hang out on?
All over Manchester.
Okay, I'll be there and see. I got 15 quid in change. I'll see you in a bit. Thanks very much, Laura. Thank you, Laura.
Laura!
Wow, well done, Reg.
Right, so how good was that?
That was
good.
Fantastic. Yeah, she's that.
I didn't quite get everything because obviously spam he was giving me, yes. And I've got to concentrate on spam.
Of course.
Yeah. While I'm talking.
Yeah.
Was he good?
It
sounded like you knew her inside out.
Was
he
good? Yeah, absolutely.
Right, okay. Right, well, I'd love to stay in chat, but really, those two fucking nearly dead things at the end are fucking scaring the shit out of me.
Right, well,
they fucking are.
But thank you for your time.
Okay. Bye. Thanks very much.
Bye, everybody.
Let's go, guys.
What a remarkable man. A small, medium, and large. Woo!
Turned out nice again, hasn't it?
Reg Corker brings love and light to you.
All right.
Reg was out here quite quick. He had a smile on his face. Was he happy?
He was happy.
He had a successful reading.
He did.
He was doing a cross with his fingers backwards. It was a bit weird. It was the mother's.
How was Diddy with the cake? Did he eat it? Did he eat it? Did he eat it?
Did he? He didn't, did he?
He did.
Oh, wow. No, the trouble was he licked the flour off the top. And then he was still sitting in the front seat of his specially adapted Morris Marina, and he started spinning around. He got his shoe caught under the accelerator, dear. So we've just spent literally the last 5-10 minutes trying to get his shoe out because the laces got caught.
Oh my God! I hope Reg doesn't give him a good shouting at.
No, I think he's fine.
Oh wow! Well, there you go.
And that comes to the end of another podcast.
Wow! My God, I've cried, I've weed, everything. It's been amazing. I've had a good time, ladies.
Oh yeah.
Oh, excellent. All right. Well, until next time.
Keep the emails coming in.
hello@anytimepodcast.com. What is it, Agnes?
hello@anytimepodcast.com.
Yay! Yay! Bye, guys!
Bye-bye!
Bye. Yvette and Guy. With their Anytime Podcast Show.
Bye, bye, bye.
This Pride, everyone's gonna come through for LGBTQ plus youth. And you can too.
Come through!
Create a YouTube short showing how you're stepping up for Pride using the hashtag YouTubePrideChallenge.
Come through!
And show support for the Trevor Project. Come through for Pride and LGBTQ plus youth on YouTube Shorts. Visit youtube.com/pride.
Come through!
If you have bills and debt piling up, a personal loan through NetCredit can provide funding up to $10,000 to help you get back on track if eligible. Visit NetCredit.com today. All NetCredit loans and lines of credit are offered by a member of the NetCredit family of companies or one of our lending partners. Visit NetCredit.com/partners for more information.
Want flexibility? Take yoga. Want flexibility with your health insurance? Check out United Healthcare Insurance Plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer flexible, budget-friendly medical, dental, and vision coverage that may be right for you. More at uh1.com. A lot can happen in 3 years, like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. United Healthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage that lasts nearly 3 years in some states. Learn more at uh1.com.
Imagine the softest sheets you've ever felt. Now imagine them getting even softer over time. That's what you'll feel with Boll & Branch's organic cotton sheets. In a recent customer survey, 96% replied that Boll & Branch sheets get softer with every wash. Start getting your best night's sleep in these sheets that get softer and softer for years to come. Try their sheets with a 30-night guarantee. Plus, get 15% off your first order at bollandbranch.com. Code BUTTERY. Exclusions apply. See site for details.